doubt. There are a couple of other sort of topics which I raised as issues yesterday, where I think we need to have some discussion and decide what we think is an appropriate thing to be doing. And one of them was endocrine therapy for invasive breast cancers, but particularly for ER-positive EPG cancers, where the consensus is clearly that most of them get endocrine therapy. But then we have a small number of units down at this end who really are doing something very different from the rest of the community. Again, Mike, do you want to say anything?
There's a few things here that I think it'd be useful, like, for David to pick up next year, because there's a few oncology things where I'm not saying what's right or what's wrong. It's just, we're just pointing out that that variation is difficult to justify. These guys at the bottom may have it right. I'm not saying they don't have it right, but
that
variation
different.
Is just that variation is difficult to sort of to fathom, particularly if you're a patient, because it's completely potluck. You know, you're going to get one thing at one place and one thing at another, and that can't be good.
This is being discussed every year for East Midlands. There's one unit that offers hormonal treatment for these D1, G1, and 0
yeah.
cancers, but only on the basis that, you know, the patients are told that this is going to maybe reduce local recurrence rates, contralateral, but it doesn't improve their survival. And another two units that do not offer it at all on the basis of the fact that there is no benefit on survival. And this is the justification.
And they may be right. And so all
and
I'm
the
saying
figures
is we'll,
show
we'll,
that
it's something.
That's what it
it's benefit. We'll continue through the next two slides, because there's quite a few things they're inconsistent in oncology that I think need to be addressed, like, separately next year, so we can get David to concentrate on this, have a year to think.
Here we go.